Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is, as you know, CarPod DM. I am your host, Nate, accompanied by my beautiful, slightly bleeding, my wife, Jen.
Beautiful and bleeding wife.
I have my eyes closed and my face turned away from her.
Big of a deal.
Let me explain. Here's the thing. I wasn't expecting that. Jen just gave blood. and then steps out very casually. It's like, the lady that was, taking my blood, she's the youngest in her community, too. I was telling her how we went on a walk, and this is true, and we'll get to that in just a moment. but I look over, and Jen, the reason you're laughing is because you know this to be true. You said, let me take this off. Before, and I get it, the little bandage thing they put on you, it leaves some adhesive residue on your arm.
Yeah, I don't want it.
So she wanted to pull that off. And I'm legit feeling faint. I look over there. She's pulling off the bandage and the cotton, whatever, that was between her arm and the wound. And I'm looking at her arm, and I see... I see two things. I see, number one, the vein...
Okay.
And number two,
ew.
A red. I know.
You're freaking Holly out right now.
You're freaking Holly out.
She is fast forwarding.
And I see the small little dot where the needle went in.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a lot for me. I wasn't prepared to see that.
It's like a pin head drop.
Right. But here's the thing. What in my mind, I'm picturing it going in and slurping your blood out.
About that. I've given blood 4 times in the past 12 hours.
Right. And that's 4 more times than I have. Okay.
You should be avoiding the doctor at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even that big of a deal. This lady's real good at it. I don't even feel a thing.
Okay,
Just a little pinch.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I'm so uncomfortable. If you could feel how I feel in my body right now, you'd understand how uncomfortable I am.
Oh, my goodness. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. To you, you're a champion. You've done this, like you said, 4 times in the past 24 hours. Yeah. That's an average of, I'm not really sure.
I have had to do. I've given blood, I think, every time I've come to the doctor.
Yeah,
which
that's too
not,
much.
If you're squeamish, that is not the general practice, okay? I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, this is some extra stuff. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm just extra.
We need to change.
A lot of blood work.
Yep, okay. The amount of times we said
like,
blood.
Hey, can you just check my vitamin K levels really quick?
Yeah, just go ahead and take it. Yeah, just take it out.
I do. Every time we go, I'm like, how's my calcium? Can we just run some blood work?
Let's just check it. Nate, are you in the room? The first time they did this, I literally said, this isn't for me, and walked away.
You did sit with me one time.
I did. The most recent, or not you the recent look, time. No, I didn't. No, I didn't look. Are you kidding me? Don't want them peeling me up off the floor. That's very humbling. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Time to go. Hey, holler at your boy one time.
Yeah, but truly, it's self-induced blood work that's been going on, but we don't have to talk about
that. No, okay. That is not what today's episode is about. not at all. We've got 11 minutes before we get to where we need to go. We're having breakfast at some place called Egg.
Yeah, we never have breakfast out.
No,
How
we don't.
How fun is this?
I'm super excited about
Me
it.
Me too.
Okay, so the question, well, not so much a question, but the small brief conversation that I want to have with you now. Is I want to hear about the conversation that you had with this woman. But just to set this up a little bit, me and Jen currently live in a retirement community. Would you describe it as such?
Yes.
Okay. It is a retirement community in the Ocean View area. How?
Because in the master bath, there's only a shower. So elderly people don't have to step over into a bathtub to bathe.
That's deep.
And everything is flat on our first level. Think about it.
That's true. We live in an old folks home. Well, not literally, but an old folks location.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've been living there for the past year, and more recently we've been going on walks on purpose to lower Jen's, I was about to say cholesterol, blood pressure, right? I think they're related somehow, but
blood pressure's been high.
Yeah, it's been a little bit elevated. So we've been going on walks, and yesterday we went on a walk, and I think, I kid you not, I think I saw 7 different little kids.
Yeah. It was so much fun.
I'm fairly certain.
We don't live around kids, so we're not really sure where they came from.
I have no idea. There's laughter in the air. This morning, I went outside.
That. I was like, okay.
I went outside to cut my fingernails. Fun fact, I like to cut my fingernails outside so I don't have to clean anything up. So I just stand over the grass and clip them. And I feel like I'm returning some of me back to the earth.
I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking. Your hands are perfect.
Okay. And every time she says that, I hurt myself. So.
And I've said it twice this week, so yep. We're really in for it.
Hopefully you canceled it out. I knew you were going to say something. It was either that or you're going to make fun of the way I cut my toenails. But we don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into that. We do not need to get into that.
You're your father's son.
Okay. That is a strong statement. The way that my dad cuts his toenails, my mom describes it as surgery. I do not do that. I do not do that. My dad is in there with a saw, you know, a ped egg, an actual egg. He's doing a whole lot to his foot. A cheese grater. You know, a blowtorch, fire.
Out grater when he gets pedicures, yeah. Which he does get often because his feet.
And it's not
he's
a legit.
A big guy.
Yeah, yeah. So his feet.
His feet are working.
Yeah, he's putting some hurting on those dogs.
He's tall.
He is, and I don't. We don't. Let's not talk about my dad's feet. This is the second time. I don't want to talk about
okay,
my father's
so you're
feet.
You're clipping your nails this morning, and then what?
And I heard a little girl outside, like, laughing.
I know, I heard it, too.
Yeah, and I just thought, this is so sweet. So, anyway.
It was, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah, it was very early. I was like, girl, what are you doing up?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. It was so sweet.
So, my question to you is, and I want to hear more about this latest conversation, but do you feel as though we are missing out in living in the area that we live? Now, I will preface by saying I really do enjoy the layout of our home. The size of our home is fantastic. I'd even go so far as to say, yeah, all of that, the finishes. We don't even need the upstairs if we're just keeping it G-real.
We don't even need the upstairs.
We don't even need the upstairs. We'd be fine in a one-bedroom house.
Yeah, we just need the storage.
Yeah, we just need a one-bedroom house and, like, a large closet.
Storage unit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yawning directly into the mic. We've talked about this thrice.
Fuel today.
Okay, we're going to go to egg.
Fuel, so I'm hungry.
We're going to egg and we're going to fix that. Do you feel as though we are missing out because of the location that we live in? Do you feel like we're missing out on community? I felt like when we went on our walk, I felt like, man, this is life. There's life happening around us. Little kids playing and...
Yeah, that part did feel good, but I do feel like I'm missing out on you already know this, but like being close to my family, that is community for me.
Yes.
Going out to dinner with them, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, random Friday nights, you know, that I feel like I am missing out. Plus Izzy and Lorelai, I feel like I'm missing out on like little milestones in their lives.
Yeah.
So
those are our nieces, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my brother's kids. So like that part really is hard. So I do feel like I'm missing out in that capacity, but then also all of my like closest friends live like in different places.
Yeah.
With the exception of Emily, like Emily's here and I will miss Emily, but for the most part, like most of my friends live in other areas.
True.
So that to me is community. So like you don't have community in that. I don't have community in family. Your family is not far.
Right.
But they're moving.
Yeah. I mean, I know that we're like counting down to like our child is here, which is great. And I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the closer we are to that date, the closer we are to my parents moving. And
This
is the closest that I've been to them, like distance wise, in 6 years.
It's been really great to see them like whenever we want to, you know, we could go to them and they can come down here.
Yeah. It's so been about once a month. We saw them this month, right? Correct? Like
yeah,
2 weeks
we
ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And all that to say, I like where we are as far as like the beach. That's kind of fun. We don't go very often, but like it's fun to have that it's accessible to us, you know?
Yeah.
We can read at the beach or just go to the beach, the whale sighting.
Yeah.
Things like that are fun. But like the community, oh no, we don't have that here.
No. And I similar to Jen, my closest friends all live far away. And it's funny how the closest people to us, like relationally, are the furthest away from us proximity wise. And maybe maybe that's just the case when you get older. But
our Matt and Holly in Virginia.
Yep.
And then our good friends all in Southern Maryland. And then we're in Southern Delaware. So we're probably 3 hours from our closest friends.
Yeah, but that's...
Which isn't too bad.
My friend Cam lives in Texas.
Austin.
My friend Moss lives in, like...
D.C.
Yeah,
area,
Southern... Yeah, that area.
D.C.
And so I... When we lived in... We lived in Texas. We lived in this place called Temple. And we were about an hour away from Cam. Now, it
which
felt...
Great.
Which was great. And Cam lived, like, in the Austin area. Austin, Texas area. Now... An hour drive to Austin felt like a 2 hour situation. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it
felt like super far away. But I would also venture to say someone who lives an hour away isn't in your community. And keep in mind, this is an hour on like the highway. So like we're going 65, 70. So this is like just because it's an hour distance. You know, it's like an hour travel time.
Yeah.
The distance is further. So Cam like wasn't really in like the my community, and he was only an hour away, and I think we saw him like maybe 3 or 4 times in the year that we lived there. 5 max.
Probably like five
max. And so my parents live 2 hours away.
Yep.
Currently. And so I mean we get to see them every once in a while, but I feel like what
I was just gonna say, for some reason here distance doesn't seem as far. And I think that's because we literally have to travel everywhere that we go.
Yes.
Because everything in this area is spread out along the coast. So everything is like long ways.
Everything worth going to is spread out.
So like we live, just like as a example, we live like in southern Delaware.
Yeah, the bottom.
The bottom of Delaware. Nate's parents live in northern Delaware. And Delaware is just a big, long... along the coast type area.
Yeah.
And our doctor's office is also along the coast in Rehoboth Beach. So it's like 40 minutes from our house down the coast to get to our doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Which is why I freak out most of the time, because when we go over the bridge, I can see the ocean and my little Kansas heart can't take it.
I understand.
But like we're always just traveling along the ocean shore, and that is so cool to me.
I think that's cool too. And I agree. Things feel shorter, things feel like it's not as long as a trip or whatever because we're driving all the time.
All the time.
But like we're driving 30 minutes to go get something to eat, 30 minutes to go to Jen's like appointments,
30 minutes
to get to
work.
Church. Yeah.
Yep.
So all of these drives are like a half hour easily.
At least.
But also, I mean, we've driven across the country 4 times now.
Yep.
And in other times,
more
like,
than that.
Really?
I think so. Six times.
Jeez Louise. And every time we do it, I tell myself I'm never doing this again. And then I end up doing it like the following year. So I'm just not going to say that I'm not going to do it again. Otherwise, I'll end up doing it again. So, haha, take that. But I feel like built in, we have like, oh, it's about to be a long drive, like built into us.
Yeah, we do.
Do you think it's this turn or keep it moving?
No, I think it's straight.
Okay, thank you.
But that's just how it is.
To go back to the community aspect of things, I feel like you need to be in, like, for me, a community is within, like, 15, 20 minutes, like, a 30-minute circumference, to me, is a community thing. Well, that's not true, because our church is... Or where we work is 30 minutes away from us, and we're 100% not a part of that community.
Well, there's just not a lot of people communitable there.
Like, communable?
Not our age.
Right.
Yeah, like most of the people there are not our age, so like that plays a huge part.
Yes.
A huge part. Like, we would honestly be calling 60-year-olds to chill.
Hey,
which is fine.
Y'all take that medicine?
Like, my parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's fine, but it's not the same as like people in the same life phases.
That's
you.
The
Do
thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's the key part.
We don't have that.
Yeah, we don't have a bunch of people. And the closest that we have, which is great, is the worship leader at the church that we're at, Corey.
He's great.
He just turned 31 yesterday. Shout out to you, Corey. But yeah, him and his wife are in a very similar stage of life as us. But outside of that, in our immediate area, we really don't have all of that.
Right.
And I think that that too is what I'm missing out on. And I believe that, you know, there's ways in which that we can remedy that by, you know, spending time with people. But I was saying this to Moss yesterday. I want to be around young dads because I want to be able to talk to somebody who's going through the same things that I'm going through, or people who were just there. Like, I think that dads as a whole, for example, Pat Taylor has all sorts of advice to give me, but he's in a different, yeah, the absolute best.
It's right there.
True. Was that a parking space?
I don't
that
know.
I passed?
Oh, it says that it is closed.
Okay. Well, we need to keep it moving then. Thursdays, oh, didn't know there was a rise up here. Thursdays, Dogfish Head has their whatever.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to do,
I'm
boo.
I'm trying to be rude, but
no, I understand.
Nothing is open. Okay, let's pause.
Okay, I'm just going to pull off to the side. Yeah, I'm pulling off to the side.
Yeah. Doctor and patient parking only.
Okay, as I continue to pull up. Okay.
I'm just a little frustrated because when things say that they're open, like, be open.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
That's probably the most frustrating thing. And I'm never, like, there was a small business. I'm not going to call this business out, but there's a small business in the Annapolis area that had, like, antique type stuff. And every single time. Huh?
It's so frustrating.
I know.
They're closed on Thursdays.
Every single time we went to this establishment, they were closed. And I'm talking like we went different times during the day. We went different days of the week. Every single time that we went to this place, we were there one time. And I was like, yo, this place is awesome. And there's stuff that we wanted to get. This is back when we were like trying to furnish our house. So we were about to like drop serious money on like buying some like legit furniture type pieces. We tried to go back like the following week or two, closed. And they just kept being closed. And I left, like, it wasn't a nasty review. I mean, you read it. Like, from your perspective, I wasn't being nasty.
Just annoyed.
But I was very annoyed. And I left a review. And I'm not trying to flame small businesses because I know small businesses are just out here trying to do the best. But I gave it a 1 out of 5 stars. And I said, I'm giving this a 1 out of 5 stars because that's how many times I've been to this establishment. Out of the five times that I've, that's how many times I actually have been able to step into the doors.
Yeah.
1 out of 5 yeah. times. The other 4 times, and it was more than that. I was just trying to do that to play off whatever, but I think there was at least 6-7 times that we went, this joint was absolutely closed, and I was livid because we had to drive 45, close to an hour, correct?
Yep.
We would drive an hour to get here, and this joint would be closed. It would say that it was open online. I would call, and nobody would answer
so
the phone. We would drive the hour there, and thankfully there were other places around, so it wasn't like we were just out an hour of our time, but we drove there, nothing, crickets. I think there was an antique store next to that store, and I went in, and I said, like, hey, like, man, love you guys' stuff. Any idea what's going on with the owner to your immediate right? Because every time we show up, they're not there. Anyway. I saw that somebody, I think it might have been Julia Kitchen and it might have been Mary Bell, both fantastic photographers. But they were saying how, like, you will give a place like McDonald's chance after chance after chance after chance, messing up your order, all of that. You give, like, an establishment like that grace and you let them, you know, like, okay, I'm going to let it slide. But when it comes to a small business, if they mess up something, you're just like, oh, never again. I'm out. Whatever. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. However, for establishments that do not honor what is on their, like, it's essentially out of the 5 times that I went, once was I able to actually make it in. At that point, I think a scathing review is necessary. I think it makes sense.
Do you want to go to that sticky bun place? They have, like, croissants and stuff.
You want breakfast food.
I was wanting to, like, sit down. But
okay.
It's, like, everything is behind us. And that sticky bun place is not sit down. So
okay.
I wouldn't take off yet. Because I still
okay.
don't know where we
Put
want to go.
Put it back in park. I'm fine with that. I'm not trying to eat anyway. Not for real like that, personally.
Okay, we can go to the sticky bun place. I'm just super pumped.
I know you're tight. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it was like, we never go to breakfast. This will be so much fun. We can sit down.
All right, let's find a place. Look, there's no rush. Let's find a place.
Everything looks like
I'll
sketchy.
I'll go behind us if need be. I'll happily go behind us if we need to turn around.
That place looks like IHOP.
Okay, out on that.
There's a place called Honey Farm Fresh.
Okay.
It looks pretty cute. They have fresh squeezed orange juice.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Let's go there.
Okay, boom.
Okay, Honey Farm Fresh.
Now, is it just like...
Oh, it's behind us.
Okay, that's fine. Is it like I'm going to be like able to get bacon type stuff?
Like where we just were.
How far away?
14 minutes. We just came 13 minutes here.
Okay. That is annoying.
So annoying.
It is annoying, but it's okay. We'll turn around.
Small businesses. I love you.
Right.
I worked you. My cousin owns you. But just keep your hours consistent.
Yo, that's the thing.
And update them online.
That's the thing that'll be blowing me. Is I'm just like, yo, just if you update your Google situation or
update
that stuff, because there are potential customers such as my wife and I. Did it not say that on for egg? Did we just not see it?
Yelp. Dang. It said open until 2 p.m.
I see.
Which is very general for a
right.
breakfast.
Also, Rise Up has.
Oh, we're in both lanes.
Oh,
okay.
I'm tripping.
Rise Up?
I'm saying that they have coffee and like they have like food stuff.
But I thought we were sitting down.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's okay. You have the ability to sit down in there, too. I'm just saying, if you were like, yo, I'm hungry right now, for real.
Well, I am hungry right now, which is where some of this anger is coming from.
Okay, I'm hearing it.
To be honest.
I hear it. But, yeah, small businesses, update your hours, because that makes me, that is one of the things that frustrates me the most, because I want to, and you do as well, want to support small businesses, but
to make sure they're open on a different
for real
location.
I'm blowing this. It was a red light. Lord forgive me.
Honey Farm Fresh. Let's see. It says they're open on Google. It says they're open on Yelp.
Yeah, it might be like call. It might be time to call them. Hey, just calling to see if you're open. Just double checking.
Because you know small businesses like yourself.
Hey, sometimes y'all be out here playing.
Place called The Point.
Oh, true. Oh, that's the place that we were going to take your parents, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And either way, I think Jen's on the phone with these folks
just
right now.
I'm curious if you guys are open today. Wonderful. Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's
bye-bye.
I almost did it in tandem with you. That's how Jen says bye on the phone to strangers. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Every time.
Bye-bye. I really do. Okay, bye-bye. I don't know why I'm this way.
It's okay. I love it. All right. So back to the community.
Okay.
Would you and I get what you're saying, that the people's age, you know, matters.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'd say there are places that we went to in Texas when we're looking for a church or whatever. The age was there. It was diverse or whatever. But that you also have to have stuff in common with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's an important part of community. And I think that you also need to be invested there. And that, if I can speak on that part for a moment, we knew early on that we weren't about to stay in Texas.
Right.
We knew that very early on. I'd say a month
in.
We've been. That's true.
And but that's part of the problem.
Yes.
Nothing has felt like home. So we literally just are vagabonds wandering around.
Okay.
You know, I was going to get dark.
Yeah. No, that's per usual.
We just wander from here to there.
Yeah.
But at least we have each other. That's the best part.
Yeah.
But nowhere ever feels like, yo, this is where we're about to settle down forever. Literally everywhere we've lived, it's always been, yeah, this isn't forever. So we'll just do what we're doing.
Yeah. I wrote a song recently. You'll never hear it because I won't put it out. But it's a song called...
Why not?
Well, maybe I will. I don't know. I have to rework some stuff. But anyway, there's a song called In Between Places. I don't think you've heard it. Did I play that for you at some point?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But in the song, I say, not that like I'm some wise guru or whatever, but I say towards the end of the first verse, I say rental trucks are ironic times two, because when you're in one, your whole life's behind you.
Good job, Phoebe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so you get that double entendre. Shout out to Jay-Z. But when you're in a rental truck, clearly all of your stuff is in the truck itself. But you're also leaving, you know what I'm saying, the life that you had.
I don't know how your brain works like that. That is so wild.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So anyway, I think that's the case. And for us, we've moved, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, going on, for where we are right now, this is the longest that we've lived anywhere together. And it's been a year and a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Longest, yeah.
And so...
And I feel like just a little bit anxious about signing our lease again.
I know. I did. I felt the same. Yeah. I felt the same way.
It was in March and I was like, oh, should
I felt
we?
The exact same way.
What else would we
I'll
do?
Say, are we about to be here? Are we about to be
we
here for another
to,
year?
Because the baby comes after that.
Right. So we can't be doing that. I think that this...
vagabond baby.
The baby's just like, let me just pack. I'll pack.
Here
I'll
we
pack.
Go again.
I understand. I'll pack. I think that that this child will help ground us in a great way. And I think that we've been able to make the moves that we've been able to make because we have not been with child. Because you've been able to pack and whatnot, we also don't have like, I'm sure having a child makes things a little bit more difficult in a number of ways.
Child,
oh, me too. I mean, it's whatever.
Right,
I mean,
let's go.
We don't have that. We don't have that much stuff. We could fit all that baby stuff in the dresser that's in their room, mm-hmm. easy. Outside of the crib and the stroller,
which will never tear apart.
No, that crib is staying.
That crib is solid. That's not coming apart. That thing is just. That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, that crib is. I will never take that apart. Also, that kid will live in it. There's a podcast about that. That I schedule, by the way, for like next week or something like
that.
I forget. That was brutal.
That was brutal.
That was very unpleasant. But anyway,
honestly, so. Yeah, I'll just pack all that stuff up. It's no big deal. But what's harder is when they're in school and once they're established, that is going to be like, okay, I'm really sorry we're pulling you out.
Yes,
this.
And you're taking them from their community. When I was.
Mm-mm, we got to be situated before then.
Yeah, that's what I desperately want. I want our kids to go. Like,
have to.
The experience that you have, and granted, this is on some other stuff. I'm not going to throw you under the bus, but here we are. Jen lived in the same house, that house that, mm-hmm. that your parents live in mm-hmm. for the past 20 years.
Yeah, I've been there since I was six.
Yeah, so, you know,
like
24 years or so. Huh?
I said I act like I still live there. I haven't lived there in years.
Yeah.
But I moved there when I was six.
Got you. And so being in that same house... Same stores, went to the mm-hmm. same church for a long mm-hmm. time, hung out with the same type people. And granted, I don't want our kids necessarily to only be around like church people. And that wasn't your case either. I think you spent time with folks outside of the church or whatever. But you had they had that like foundational community that was huge. And for me, growing up, I did not have that until, right. I mean, I just didn't. I didn't have that. Because we moved often. Mm-hmm. We moved a bunch of times. We started off in, I was born in Michigan. Fun fact, born in Michigan. We moved when I was two to get closer to my dad and mom's side of the family. Moved to Pennsylvania. Stayed there till I was like 8 or 9. Moved there. And I remember like being super sad. Like, I'm leaving my friends. No.
Yeah.
And took me out of that community. And the longest time that I've spent somewhere was in Delaware. And that was for 8 years from 10 to like 17, 18 when I went to college. And that was the longest time that I spent somewhere. But even there, you move around so much. So I've moved every single year in some capacity for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Every single year I've picked things up and moved it elsewhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I think that it's similar for you. Correct me if I'm wrong.
For the last... probably decade. Yeah, I've moved every year, I think.
Every single year. And back
over it.
Back when we got married, I mean, just a very small timeline. I proposed in December of 2017. We got married 2018. January 1st, excuse me. January 1st, 2018. I proposed. We get married in March. We moved to Texas that September. The following September we moved to Kansas. The following January, so
3 months later.
3 months later, we moved to Delaware, and now that's where we've been. And that's just
uh-huh.
2 years.
That's right.
So before that, I mean, it's just been a whole lot. So I say all that to say I want our kids to have community because I know that that's something that's important to us.
Yep.
And something that I was lacking for the majority of my life. Even in college, we would go to different churches, or you'd be in different mm-hmm. classes. And so your community changed all the time. That's why my parents signed me up for this thing called the multicultural program, which let people of color get to the school like a week or two ahead of time. I think it was just a week.
To meet each other
because
that's so cool.
I know, because that you quite literally, there were not a whole lot of people of color on campus. And so you got to meet these folks ahead of time. And so you were able
to
build that community.
Your parents signed you up for
yeah.
that. Oh, that's cool.
Multicultural program. And to this day, a lot of those people that I met there, I am still friends with. I still know. I'm pretty sure Tiffany McCaskill, I think I met her.
I was going to ask you if Tiffany, that would make sense because Tiffany is just the real deal.
Yeah, she's the real deal.
She really is.
I'm fairly certain that I met her at the multicultural program. If not, I met her at a church thing through somebody at the multicultural thing. Henry, Ricky, Dave, all those guys I met through the multicultural
so
program.
Cool.
This
is our turn.
Thank you. I had a mentee at one point named Diallo. Met him through the multicultural program because I became a mentor for being
so cool.
a mentee. Yeah. Asina. A whole bunch of people that I know. And not all of them, you know, I talk to on a regular basis. But I had a whole group, a whole community group before I got to college. And that was crucial and it was super important. So I want our kids to be able to have that. And what is that? The Crooked Hammock Brewery?
That
Yo.
Awesome.
Write that down.
Look at all their outdoor seating.
That looks great.
Live music all weekend.
No, I don't believe that. That's accurate. Not with COVID. Well, maybe it is.
What the heck? I saw it on the thing.
That's
I
cool. I'd
Yelp.
Be about that.
Yeah.
So once again, I think that this baby will help ground us, but I know that we are still looking for a place to lay our head, so to speak.
Yeah, and wherever that'll be, it'll be closer to family permanently, because this being 24 or 5 hours away for the birds, and your parents are moving to Florida,
right.
So they're going to be 19 hours away, I think.
Yeah.
Is it 16?
17,
still
18, something like that,
far.
Yeah.
Way too far. I do not like any of that.
No. And I understand. And I am hopefully.
Kids won't know their cousins, their grandparents, their
right.
aunts, their uncles, none of that.
And I want them to be able to. Because in reality, I know my cousins, but I know them from. I know them only from like family events, like
mm-hmm.
Thanksgivings and stuff.
Just one off events. So it's always awkward.
And we would rotate. I think we would rotate years. So. One year we'd go to my mom's side of the family, and then the following year we'd do my... So, I would see them every other year.
Yep.
For the
it's
most
not
part.
Enough.
No. And I want our kid to know Izzy really well. The way that you... The relationship that you have with Sarah, which is new, that's been a... Yeah, your
yep.
cousin Sarah. There's a lot of Sarahs on this podcast, y'all. Sorry.
Yes, there are.
Jen's cousin Sarah, they met what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met I think 4 years ago.
And similar in age and style and temperament,
passions,
all of those,
everything.
Yeah, all of that stuff. But their grandparents, the grandmas, you know, kind of fell out of touch with one another, and one side of the family didn't know the other side of the family. But the way that you can talk to your cousin and stuff like that, speaking of which, I need to reach out to my cousin because he texted me and
which
I did not
one,
text
Bobby?
Him back. Marcus.
Oh.
He sent me some videos to watch and I didn't respond back. Not because I'm like ignoring him, but because I haven't watched the videos yet and I want to respond back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I need to reach back out to him. But I want to have that relation. I want our kid to have that relationship. What is this?
Adorable. The Station on Kings. That's that coffee shop I showed
you yesterday.
Oh, my
gosh. Yo, what, where are we,
we're
where is this?
Remember we saw the Christmas lights here and then wanted to move here. We started
oh my
searching
goodness.
On Yelp or on.
Well, I know what we're researching when we get,
so cute.
When we sit down. Here's the thing. If we pop this, I mean, we are going to pop this baby out, you know, straight
it's
up.
So cute.
I'd be about
really
this.
Cute too.
Yeah, the baby is super cute.
According to the sonogram photos.
Yeah, no, it looks like a pretty symmetrical baby.
So cute. It's little lips.
This area that we're in is pretty tight, but
yeah, it's cute.
Once again, community. So I would hate to move here and then move in a year. I'm not trying to do all that.
Right.
What's the shortest amount of time that you would be, like, if you're like, hey, I'm going to move because I know I'm going to be here for blank years. What is the shortest amount of time?
I don't understand the question.
So for me, I'd be like, okay, I would be about this area. I'm talking about this Lewis, Delaware area in particular. If I knew that we were fitting to be here for 3 years. That's the shortest amount of time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it just depends on if, like, we found an awesome place at a reasonable price. To be like, right. I'd be here for a year.
That's the shortest amount of time? You pack it all up for a year?
Yeah, you can't really sign a lease for less than that, so.
True.
That just would have to be what it's got to be. You know what?
What?
I think that's where we have the baby.
Is Lewis?
BB, healthcare right in front of us.
Really?
This is the hospital we have the baby in.
True. Shout out to the baby. Dang. Could I have parked there? Right here?
I don't know where the restaurant's at.
It's a little bit further ahead.
Okay, well, let's just try to get an eye on
it. Is there somebody behind me?
Dang, we do things different. You just be pulling in.
Because I thought it was right here. I thought it was right there.
No, 4 blocks from it, boo.
Okay, well, I mean, I got my eyes on the prize. I don't got my eyes on the road. That means my eyes are on you, boo.
No.
Okay, too far.
Yeah.
They got a dermatologist next to the fire station. Lord have mercy.
That's this area. Everything is in, like, this restaurant is probably in a house. I kid you not.
Oh, straight up, yeah.
There it is, right there.
True. Am I just going to pull up on the front, right behind this truck?
Yeah.
There we go. Look at God. Look at the Lord. All right, y'all.
So cute.
We're finna get this breakfast in. Subscribe if you haven't. Okay, true. Appreciate you. All right, hopefully you guys have community. And if not, be in a place where you do. Be that church, bowling, I don't know. Community is important. And if you don't have it, you need it. Shout out to these two ladies walking, one with a baby and one without. All right, anyway, this has been the Nate Loves Jen podcast, CarPod DM style. My name is Nate. Follow us on Instagram, at Nate Loves Jen for me, because I do love my wife, and at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife. She'll never be posting. Never. Not even stories. I mean, just nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Just
but you
leave
could
it. Leave it. Y'all hanging.
Yeah. That's usually how she gets down. Also, leave us a review. Speaking of leaving things, leave us a review. 4 to 5 stars, preferably. Let's just keep it. Just make it 5. 4, I mean, that's not true. Just make it 5. And we will see you guys next time. My wife is hungry. And when she sighs like that, it's because she is famished.
Gotta go.
All right, y'all. Love you. Bye.
Bye.